All right, so most of everybody here is a sysadmin, which means the chances are you have from time to time gone to the internet to ask for help debugging a configuration, or maybe even help somebody else debug theirs. And these help posts pretty much look the same on the surface, right? You post your problem, you hopefully remember to post your configuration too, and you say, help me. But underneath, right, each post involves different fragments of a big configuration language, and maybe the right answer, maybe the solution, involves a completely different fragment. Fortunately for us, this is the internet, right? And so there's no shortage of people willing to help. The bad news is this is the internet, and there's no shortage of people willing to help. So, you know, you post your problem, somebody maybe replies right away, say, try this, right? A few minutes later, maybe somebody else has completely contradicted that suggestion. And, you know, by the time you're in bed, somebody else has already posted saying, no, both of them are wrong, try this. So not only do you have to deal with your original configuration problem, but you've got to deal with all these different suggestions that don't agree with each other. Okay, so when you're debugging a configuration, at least when I am, you follow a set of questions that you hope will guide you to a solution. So what kind of questions might you want to ask about how your configuration behaves to debug a problem? Well, you might want to know something like, well, what's the next hop that these packets will get sent to, right? And you might reasonably expect a list of next hops as an answer for that, that are possibly what your packets are going to get sent to. You might ask a different question. You might ask, well, why? Okay, that's not what I expected. What part of my configuration is responsible for this routing decision? And, you know, reasonably, you expect back maybe a list of rules or a list of sub-policies that say, do that routing. You might ask something simple. You know, you might ask, what packets are going to get through my firewall? And what you expect back probably is a list of packets that get through the firewall. But you might ask something a little different from these three. You might also ask, I just made a change. Here's my old configuration. Here's my new configuration. What did I do? Right? And so what you did, really, is you changed what the firewalls do for certain scenarios. So where a packet arrives at some time, maybe with some connection state, and something happens to the packet. Maybe good, maybe bad. All right, so all of these look a little different, but really they all describe the same thing, right? They describe a scenario where a packet arrives and something happens to it. And today I'd like to talk to you about a tool called Margrave that actually accepts questions that look like this and gives you answers in the scenario idiom. Okay, so there's an awful lot of firewall analysis tools out there. Some of them are very good. So why Margrave? Well, Margrave's interesting for a couple of reasons. Margrave wasn't actually designed to work on firewall policies. Margrave was designed to be a general tool to analyze policies and configurations. And so even though here we're going to apply Margrave to Cisco IOS configurations, really this flexibility, as we'll see, buys us some pretty interesting stuff. Secondly, we get from the flexibility the ability to handle routing in kind of a novel way. And we'll get to that as well. All right. So what does Margrave look like? Well, here's a screenshot. So Margrave is a split window. On the top, you get to edit a script of Margrave commands. And when you click run, the commands run, you get their output, and you get an interactive prompt. And of course, you know, you can go and you can enter more Margrave commands. You hit enter, you get the output, you get the prompt, just like you'd expect. And you can go and you can edit this script. You click run, you get the output. So you get the idea. Margrave really encourages this iterative mode of debugging through scripting. All right, so let's take a quick look at Margrave in action on an actual form help request. So I don't expect you to read what's on the left yet. This is somebody, you know, they post their topology, they post their configuration. They've got a single web server and a single firewall. Okay, well, people on the outside can access their web server just fine. But if they log into their web server, they can't get out. They can't access the internet. So let's see what they've got. Well, they've got two interfaces, Right? They have fast Ethernet 0 on the outside, and they got VLAN 1 on the inside. They have a single ACL only, just a naive ACL, and all it does is filter traffic coming in on fast Ethernet 0. They have a single default routing rule, says send everything to the gateway if it's not local. There's some NAT going on. But right now, I'd like to just focus on the ACL. All right, so what's the problem here? Well, the packets aren't getting through. So either the packets getting out have a problem, or the packets coming back in have a problem, or maybe both. OK, so what can Margrave do for us here? Well, first, what does it mean for a packet coming back in to fail to pass through the firewall? Well, first, that first ACL has to allow the packet through. And then, well, the router has to know how to route the packet. And then if there's an egress filter, because we're in Cisco IOS, if there's an egress filter on the outbound interface, that has to approve as well. And there's a kind of mirror image thing going on for outbound packets. So let's look at a real Margrave query asking, is the problem possibly the returning packets? So every Margrave query begins with an explore command. An explore says, I'm interested in these scenarios. You say explore, and you say your condition. So what scenarios are we interested in here? Well, we're interested in packets arriving that don't get through the firewall. Here you can just interpret the PKT as some variables about the packet, like its entry interface and so on, that shorthand Margrave supports. We're also going to say, yes, please consider NAT. Please consider routing when you're generating these scenarios. You're going to say, give me only the packets arriving at fast Ethernet 0. They're from a reasonable source address. These aren't spoofed packets we're interested in. It's a TCP packet coming from port 80. And it's destined for the reasonable public NAT address that you would expect. So here a scenario, again, is just some data about the packet and how the firewall handles it. All right, so this is the same explore statement that we just went through. After an explore statement in Margrave, you have to tell it how to present the scenarios to you. Here we're just asking, are there any? Is it possible for a return packet to be denied? Margrave says, yeah, such scenarios exist. Well, what about outgoing packets? Well, there's a similar query that checks them, and it turns out they're all right. OK, so here we've discovered maybe the basic, most basic underlying cause of the problem. The return packets aren't getting through. Now the natural question is, well, why, right? So here's the same explore statement and another presentation command saying, tell me which of these ACL rules can possibly apply to any of these packets. When you run this, Margrave says just that one, just that last catch-all deny. Margrave actually gives a bit more information here. It tells you that it's not just the rule on that line, but that it's the rule applying on ingress to fast Ethernet 0. And even more, you can ask for scenarios in the same way. You can include this kind of term in your explore statements. So we can ask for scenarios in which a certain rule applies, or a certain rule would apply if it hasn't been overridden by something of higher priority. So this, again, this kind of demonstrates the flexibility that we've gotten with Margrave's query language. But let's go a step further, right? So we've started debugging our problem. And of course, somebody's replied to the forum thread now, right? And so this person comes on the forum thread. They read our problem. And they say, well, clearly the problem is that your packets from port 80 aren't getting through your firewall. So just add a rule that lets in all the packets that claim to be from port 80. Is this a good idea? Maybe. Well, as a sysadmin, you have two questions, right? You want to know, is this going to fix the problem? But you also want to know, what kind of trouble is this going to get me in, right? Is this going to introduce any new problems? OK, so here on the left, I just have the original ACL, and on the right, the new one with the new rule. And we want to know the difference between these two ACLs in the context of the configuration. Well, the first thing you can do is just run diff. And well, diff says, yeah, you did add that rule. That's not really what we wanted, right? We don't want the syntactic difference. We want something more semantic. We want to know, how does the behavior of these devices change under the new configuration? So let's try again. What can Margrave do? Well, here's another Margrave query. Again, it's limited to scenarios where the packet is arriving at fast Ethernet zero. But the important part is down here. We're actually asking Margrave to tell us when packets can arrive and be accepted by the original, rejected by the new, or vice versa. So what does Margrave... We call this change impact analysis. So what does Margrave give us for this query? Well, here's a new presentation command, show all, just saying, give us all the scenarios. One of the scenarios Margrave gives is this one. This one represents a TCP packet. It's arriving at fast Ethernet zero. It's coming to the public NAT address that we would expect. You can interpret this IP address business here in the source as just some other IP address that's not in the policy, so it's not been blacklisted, for instance. And dest port, some other port, probably an ephemeral port, right? It's coming from port 80, and you can read this exit interface here as saying, yeah, the packet did get through the firewall, it's exiting in VLAN 1. So great, right? So the problem solved. Wonderful. But here's another scenario. So it's almost exactly the same, right? Except the destination address is any address that hasn't been mentioned in the policy. Maybe it's my netbook here. Maybe it's your laptop. Is that more than we intended? Well, that depends on you and your job as a sysadmin. Margrave just points out some packets are going to get through here. And then there's some more scenarios that come out. Now, of course, we'd really, really like to guarantee that all the interesting scenarios do indeed get produced, right? And actually, for all the kinds of queries that we're going to see today, we do make that guarantee. So here's how. When you ask a query of Margrave, the query involves some variables. So again, here, PKT is just shorthand in the system for some vector of variables like entry interface, the source address field of the packet, and so on. And a scenario for this query has to provide values, concrete values, for each variable. So here, the entry interface is the interface FE0. And the size of this scenario is the number of distinct values that have to be used to give values for each variable in the scenario. Now, if only we could cap that, if only we could bound the size of the scenario, the number of IP addresses, the number of interfaces that you have to see, then in the worst case, we can just do exhaustive search, and we have our guarantee. So the question is, how large a scenario do we need to check, right? Well, for queries like this, for queries where you've told Margrave, I just want values for these variables, in the worst case, you only need one value for each distinct variable, right? So in the worst case, we can cap our scenario size, and we're good. So in the case where the query is only asking for variable bindings, Margrave does all of this automatically, and you don't have to worry about it. All right. So let's recap really quick. What have we seen Margrave do? Well, first, we've seen Margrave answer yes, no questions. Is this possible? Can my router do this? Can my firewall do this? We've seen Margrave say how something can happen. Here's a concrete packet. It's doing this. This is what's happening. We've seen Margrave say why, right? What rule is responsible? What aspect of my configuration causes this behavior? And we've also seen Margrave handle multiple configurations at once in the same query. All right, but what haven't we talked about? Well, a few slides ago, we talked about what it meant for a returning packet to get through the firewall, right? Haven't said anything yet about routing. And really, ACLs, those are only a small part of a router configuration. So how does Margrave handle routing? More importantly than that is Margrave can tell you how a packet is routed, more than just can a packet be routed. All right. So what Margrave does is it takes your large configuration and it decomposes it down into lots of little sub-policies that are each responsible for a narrow field of your configuration, like the inbound ACLs or the policy routing. And then Margrave applies the standard order of operations to a packet as it comes in. So first, well, the inbound ACL has to approve the packet, right? And note, you can also ask Margrave via explore statement about the behavior of each of these individual policies, and we'll see more on that in a bit. After the packet makes it through the inbound ACL, some NAT happens, and then, well, if it's local, you send it off. If it's not, you have to find a next hop. Policy routing contributes to finding a next hop, static routing, and then finally maybe there's some default policy routing going on. If there's no next hop, the packet's dropped. If there is, well, which interface do you send it off on? And finally, the outbound ACL on that interface has to approve the packet. And so each one of these little boxes is really a discrete policy in Margrave that you can query over separately. For instance, suppose you're interested in only scenarios for packets that aren't sent locally. You can ask that in Margrave. You can imagine some other interesting policy-based questions to ask as well, like, oh man, I sure hope only policy routing applies to my HTTP packets. All right. So we've seen what Margrave does. How do we do it? What is the engine behind Margrave? Well, we have a core scenario finder that calls out to a third-party tool called CodCod. CodCod applies a SAT solver to our query and gives us back concrete scenarios to work with and present to you. On top of the scenario finding engine, we've got a general policy language that's flexible enough to express ACLs, routing, NAT, and so on. We've also got a query language that lets you combine these atomic query terms, like, are my packets really being treated by policy routing rather than static routing? And on top of these, we have our scripting tool. Now, we support Cisco IOS by decomposing the configuration into lots of little policies in our general language. And actually, we have found that this is a fairly flexible approach. We have support for some other languages as well, XACML, for instance, and we have an IP tables parser in the works also. All right. So again, obviously, there are many, many firewall analysis tools, very good ones. So our paper contains an extensive related work section. We compare and contrast all of these, as well as some others, to Margrave. In fact, while we were writing the paper, we corresponded with several of these authors. So if there's any of you in the audience right now, thank you so much. I'll say thank you again after the session. All right. So how can we make Margrave better? Well, you may have noticed that scenarios come out one at a time. So if you have an HTTP packet and you have an FTP packet, and they're both arriving, they come out as separate scenarios. And so in some corner cases, this turns into a plethora of scenarios. We'd really like to group them together. And right now, we're working on the core engine to make that possible. Okay? We've also noticed that if you have many routers, it can become cumbersome to write queries over your entire network because the query has to incorporate the connectivity between all your routers. And so we're hoping that we can, say, take a specification of your topology and help you write a query more easily. And of course, now, I've been talking for a while, so somebody's replied to our forum post from the beginning, right? And this person has given us some good advice, right? Just use state to make sure the good packets can get out, the right packets can get in, the wrong packets can't. Margrave supports reflexive access lists, so we do support some state, but we're not quite at the inspect command because there's considerations having to do with individual policies. Are you inspecting FTP? Are you inspecting what, and so on. So that's my talk. But first, I'd like to really encourage any of you who are interested to come and talk to me. I'm very interested in what configuration problems you encounter in the real world so that I can make Margrave better. I've even put my Google Voice number so you can text me to let me know that you want to talk. Thanks very much.
First of all, David Nolan, I'm with the Rainbow Network Engineer. You mentioned that you're looking at extending it to handle more complex topologies. Or if you looked at handling dynamic routing where you can maybe pull in the route tables, or even better, the route configuration on the router and figure out what the route tables should be and maybe, you know, diagnose problems that way.
Yeah, that's a really good point. So we just started looking at state pretty much when we broke reflexive access lists. It would be really awesome if we could take routing tables into account. And indeed, there's some other tools that do that. We're hoping to do that. Did that answer your question?
Hi, I'm Matt Disney at Oak Ridge National Lab. Could you comment a little bit more on how Margrave does its automatic bound computation that you mentioned earlier?
Yes, I can. So the thing that differentiates Margrave from most other tools is that logically our language is first order rather than propositional, which means that our scenarios are of unbounded size. They involve real things like interfaces and, you know, IP addresses rather than just, you know, is this bit true in the IP address? And so, of course, the problem becomes impossible in general. But in the case of simple queries, where you only really need to give values for each variable, we have a characterization in the paper that lets us say, even if there's a really, really big scenario out there that you're interested in, it contains as a small part of it something small enough, something under that ceiling. So I mean, all the queries that I have run for Cisco firewalls have had that property. It's certainly possible to write things that don't fall into that in practice. And in fact, if your query doesn't, Margrave tells you and it lets you provide a ceiling.
Thank you.
Since nobody else has questions, I'll come back. There was a presentation at LISA last year by some folks from Google on a tool that they were releasing called Caprica. That's their router ACL management suite. One of the things they talked about in that presentation but did not release was a really cool piece that would allow you to collect behavioral log data from your firewalls over time and then compare that to your change set. If I apply this change, does any of the traffic that's been allowed in the last week suddenly get denied?
Right.
Something that would be an interesting way if you had a way to collect data from firewall logs and build your questions programmatically so that you could now say, okay, these are all the classes of data that I'm allowing. I want to make this change. Am I going to break anything? Without having to manually query everything.
Right, that's a good point. So right now, if you run change impact in Margrave, you just get all the scenarios that represent packets whose disposition changes. And sometimes, you know, if your change is wide-ranging, you get many scenarios. And so that's a good point, that really you're only interested in, you know, maybe one or two classes of traffic right off the bat. You can right now, you know, if you know you're only interested in HTTP traffic, you can go and you can add that condition to the Explore query, and that will work. But it would be very cool to, maybe I should look at Caprica. That's pretty cool.